Corporate greed. A gold scrotum makes my mouth water. Veneer, a character in a play I wrote called The Deal. Over the past couple of years, we have witnessed the highest levels of corporate greed ever conceived. And the men running these companies, corporations such as Tyco and Enron and Global Crossing and Adelphia, were the greediest fuckers of the greedy. No need to look it up. It's a fact. And the word greedy shouldn't even apply to them. There should be a new word. It should be piggy, 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 fuck piggy, piggy. But the federal government certainly took its time to deal with those companies. Why? Because they didn't have laws in place to take action any sooner. All I have to say is this. If you don't want another Enron, here's what the law should be. If a company can't explain in one sentence what it does, it must be illegal. And it can't be a run-on sentence either. Not a single parenthetical phrase. Not a semicolon anywhere in sight. Two commas tops. A simple, short, declarative sentence. Just like the ones in this paragraph. Think about this. A father and two sons ran a company named Adelphia, and one day they reached into petty cash and pulled out $1 billion. Again, that's three people and $1 billion each. What were they going to do with it? Start their own space program? I would have loved to be at that family meeting. But Dad, why can't we launch our own monkeys to Jupiter? Billy and Timmy's father let them launch their monkeys to Jupiter. We hate you. You never let us do anything fun. And how did they spend their money? Well, among other things, they took $13 million from the company and built a golf course in their own backyard. It's shocking to me that the people who worked for that company didn't rise as one and slay them. I, for one, now fully understand why the French chopped off Marie Antoinette's head. But they're not the only ones. Dennis Kozlowski, the guy who ran Tyco, took a total of $600 million from his company. Apparently, he needed to buy a lot of stuff in a hurry. I'd like all the corn in Iowa. That's right, I'm having a hoedown. But let's not be judgmental. He did spend a lot of that money on practical items, like an umbrella stand. A $16,000 umbrella stand, to be exact. Remember, this was a guy, a dude, not fruity in any way, but he still bought a $16,000 umbrella stand. Of course, none of us would ever think about doing that because we all have an umbrella stand. It's called the bathtub. Let me put this into perspective once and for all. My parents spent $16,000 on a used car, and if they wanted, they could put a lot of umbrellas in there. They could even hop in the car and drive to where it isn't raining.